Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to the next little mini-episode of the Terrible Terror Podcast. So, corrections and omissions department. I fucked up on the date of Vincent Price's birthday, and I thought it was this weekend, but it turns out it's actually next weekend, and Dave is going to release the episode on his feed on next Saturday or Friday, one of those 2 days. And then I'm going to release that same episode, the recording of our chat of the House of Usher. And so that'll be the next mini episode. So I apologize that I wasn't able to figure out right dates and got everybody's hopes up, maybe if they wanted to listen to that episode. But that'll be a little longer than most of these little mini episodes. And so there's just a couple of quick things. I think I want to be quick, relatively quick on this one, and kind of go through just everything that's kind of jumbled in my head right now. So I'm still having problems with figuring out movies just because I don't know. Like, when I hear about one, I see a lot of people do it, and it's like, God damn it, why does everybody do these movies around the time that I'm thinking about doing them? Maybe I shouldn't think that way because I'm just a different opinion. But at the same time, I think that, like, in my mind, it's like I'm just copying people in terms of the stuff that we want to do. But yeah, so the next movie is, it's going to be an interesting choice, I think. And I think that a lot of people might really enjoy it. At the same time, it's one of those, I saw the trailer. I actually just randomly saw the movie as I was going through and trying to browse, Amazon's, horror movie list. I kept looking, some of the stuff's okay. Like, I looked through Shudder, and there's a couple of there. There's one that I want to do, which is The Sadness, but considering that I believe it's not in English, it's not really easy to do for this podcast, but I plan on watching it anyway, so I might talk about it on a mini episode, or I might do a video review if I can ever actually put those things together relatively quick, which is probably never going to really happen. But I did do a review on Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness up there. That is more of like a stream of consciousness review that's available on the YouTube channel. You guys can watch it. And then the other thing that you guys might want to check out too is that I did put the entire playthrough that we did as like a VOD series on the YouTube channel for Dead Space 3. So if you want to watch Pat and I play it, all the episodes are up there and you get to see the show or the game. Oh, God, it's been a week, let me tell you, from start to finish. I hope you guys really enjoyed the last episode on the Lazarus Effect. It was something interesting to do. I got some good feedback from it. So, and if there's anything out there that I missed, please let me know. Of course, always email me, terribleterrorpodcast@gmail.com. With any questions or any omissions or anything that you think I didn't get right, I always like hearing people's opinions. So please make sure that you write out to me. I don't want to sound like I'm begging, but I really do enjoy that stuff. So, and then that stuff comes right on the podcast here on these little mini episodes. And so we can talk about it and figure out those things. But so it's been an interesting couple of weeks just in getting stuff done around here and seeing the movies. So the one thing I want to talk about this week before I do the movie is what we watched this previous week over on Twitch, and it's twitch.tv/terribleterrors. And we watch a movie every other Thursday where we, I pick a movie from Amazon and basically we watch it together. I try to watch horror stuff. I like having interactions with people. We had a couple people this last time. It was very fun. And the movie that we watched was Bubba Hotep. And those that hadn't seen it before really enjoyed it. And I'm so glad that they really enjoyed it. And it's a movie, it's done by the director of Phantasm, if you don't know already. And surprisingly enough, BubbaHotep.com is still a website. I had asked that question during the movie because you see it at the end. And I really want to see Bubba Nosferatu if they ever decide to do it. That would be fucking great. But if you've never seen this movie before, the general gist of the movie is it's Bruce Campbell, right? He plays Elvis and he's in a retirement home because he broke his hip at one point. He switched his body he switched his persona. So he's Elvis, but he gave it to this other guy basically let him be Elvis because he supposedly was the best Elvis impersonator that was out there. And he became the impersonator, and then the impersonator took over his life. And with the contracts basically saying that if he ever wanted his old life back, that he could just take it back. And he ended up not really wanting it back, and he just lived his life as an Elvis impersonator, one of the greatest Elvis impersonators there was around, until he broke his hip and ended up in an old folks home. And then at this old folks home, you also have JFK, who's been turned into an African-American man, and also had part of his brain replaced with sand. And he's there at the old folks homes too, where it's a really terrible place that they do. It's funny because it's a real old folks home that they filmed at, and they use some of the residents, I believe, in the movie as well. But they make it seem worse than it might actually be. I don't know if it's really that way or the building. Maybe it's just really old. But at least for the movie, you know, it's a place where people just put their loved ones to go to basically die and forget about them. And that's what happens with one of the characters at the beginning of the movie that you don't really get to meet. It's just his roommate that he has there. And amazingly enough, that Elvis has to have a roommate while JFK gets his wonderful fucking room with a great bed and all the fucking candy he wants. But they're terrorized by a mummy who is a dick mummy. not literally a dick mummy. He's just a dick, right? And he's like if you could make a mummy into a bro, that's what this mummy is. And mummies need to survive, at least in this world, on consuming souls. And the way that he consumes people's souls, because there's multiple ways to take a soul out of body, is by sucking them right out of their asshole. And so he's basically feeding off the old folks, because you can either go for a very bright soul and it keeps the mummy around for a lot longer, or you go for one that's nearing the end. It'll keep you alive, but you're going to need to keep going back to the well. And what better place, instead of being found out, than at an old folks home where these people are dying off? And you could just, it could have been a mummy sucking a soul out of an asshole, or it could have just been that, you know, the dude man, you know, died in his bed and went, you know, on his merry way to the afterlife. And one of the things that the movie really talks about, besides, you know, being kind of a metaphor a little bit on how we treat the elderly in these old folks homes, how the people in the old folks homes treat them, and then how, you know, there is some to say that, you know, with Elvis, like, he's just very lethargic and he's gained a lot of weight. His pecker doesn't work. He has a, you know, a weird thing on top of his pecker. And it's, you know, he's got like a moly or something, a cyst on his wiener. And it's just like he doesn't want to do anything. But when this happens and he kind of gets rejuvenated from it, and it's like, you know, you don't have to give up on life just because you're old. And the more that he does stuff and gets to it, he gets better, with the exception, of course, of what he believes is possibly cancer of the wiener, which is not very good. It's another one of those things you don't do to a dick. You don't give dicks cancer. But, you know, it's just what can happen in life. So it's a lot of it is that. And then just the, you know, there is talk about like what happens after you die, because when the mummy takes your soul, then you, like, you don't get to go to the afterlife, whether it's a good afterlife or the bad afterlife, you don't get to go there. And I kind of like, if I knew that I was a terrible person in life and I probably was going to hell, I think I'd want the mummy to suck my soul so I don't have to go to hell, right? I can just, you know, exist somewhere. Maybe you don't exist and you don't get to have any type of feelings or whatever. You're just gone. And it's also kind of like, I guess you could interpret it in a way as, you know, science versus religion a little bit, where, you know, science may say that that's it. You know, just like in the Lazarus Effect, it's interesting that we deal with death in both of these two movies, where there's an argument between that as well and what's believed in terms of the afterlife, and is the afterlife real, or is it just DMT that's being pumped into your body by your body so that you have this, you know, metamorphic experience where you just disappear and you get shown everything, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're just gone. And that's the way that it is. Or is it really a hellish landscape and you just stay there forever? And that's the way it is too. Or is it positive, you know, or do you end up in like Mormon heaven? I don't know. You could end up anywhere, somewhere, some shape, somehow. But nonetheless, It's really interesting with Bubba Ho-Tip, though, because I believe the acting is really strong. Bruce Campbell is fucking great. I love the guy that plays Jack / JFK, Ossie Davis. In the beginning of the movie, he's kind of like, but as the movie moves on, I love the character so much, and I love the actor portraying and the way that he portrays the character. And you even have a couple little extra things in there. You know, the nurse, played by Ella Joyce, is pretty damn good, too. And there's a lot of little nice nods in terms of the two hearse drivers that are played by Daniel Roebuck and Daniel Schweiger. It's this weird, like, fun comedy horror type of thing, but it's more like focused on, you know, the coming to terms with death and grips on reality with that, even though there's a lot of silly stuff going on. And it really is a very entertaining movie. And I remember seeing it in the theater and just being in awe of the movie after it was finished. I was like, I'm surprised it was that funny. I went into it thinking that this is going to be really cheesy. And yeah, it's got some cheesy moments in it, but it's really kind of heartfelt, especially with the different messages that go in it. So if you haven't seen that movie, I would definitely suggest that you go on Amazon Prime right now at the time I'm recording this, because I have to say that in the streaming fucking world, and make sure that you watch it, because I think it's worth the time. It's definitely worth your time. And, you know, hopefully I can find more movies like this that's available on Amazon Prime that we can show over on the Twitch channel and we can do a watch party together. I know it might be late for some of the people, but that's the unfortunate thing with me being on the East Coast versus being on, you know, a different coast where maybe more people can join. But I like to think that this could be a precursor to, you know, maybe someday, somehow, that, you know, I could rent a theater out and figure out the whole thing about, you know, showing a movie that people haven't seen in a theater for a long time. Something like, I know it's silly to say, and I probably said this before, but Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I've never seen that on the big screen. Nobody ever shows it on the big screen. And I'd love to be able to rent out a theater and say, hey, I'm going to show Killer Clowns from Outer Space. And if you want to come, then come on down. And even doing something like, because our local theater here, they finally released their rates and they're not that bad. And for like $400, they'll run the concession stand for me and allow like 30 people to come in, you know, which is still can be a little high, but to get like a niche movie like that and be like, hey, here's the thing, here's the event, you know, it's, you don't have to pay a thing. Just come and watch this movie with me. And then maybe I can hook up, you know, like a mic with some speakers, and we can kind of make fun of the movie as we're going along, and maybe it's a good experience, and maybe it's not. Or maybe we just all watch together, and it's just presented by me. Here, you guys want to see Killer Clowns from Outer Space? Let's watch Killer Clowns from Outer Space, because nobody's seen this movie, in, you know, especially, you know, in my age, that wouldn't be the time that I'd be going to theaters to see these types of movies. It'd be much later. So and we talk about it a little bit more, and I know that Dave, and what I like that Dave is doing all this week too, is he's re-releasing all the episodes that we've done on Vincent Price movies. And I know that in one of them, I think it's The Tingler, that we talked about it a lot. There's nobody that does the things that William Castle used to do in movie theaters anymore, where, like, with The Tingler, you would have like skeletons come through the office, or The Tingler actually get loose in the audience. Like, I would love, if I had the money and the time to recreate it and to get a bunch of people and say, hey, here's an experience, not just for people of my generation or the younger generation, but the people like my dad's generation that actually went into the movie theaters and got to experience this stuff. I know that he's seen The Tingler like this, and just to be able to experience it once again would be the coolest fucking thing to do. If I just, like, I know that I would need a lot of money to make sure that this is done right in the way that it needs to be done. And I think it's too hard. And I think a lot of people also don't want to take the risk of doing something like this. And I think that's where it stops a lot of people nowadays. Because what happens if somebody, like, what happens if somebody my dad's age goes in there and has a heart attack? And it's because I put a little shocker on the bottom of the seat, and it scared the living crap out of them, and it caused them to go into, like, caused them to have a heart attack. One of these days, I'm going to learn how to say anaphylactic shock, or however the fuck you say it. But like, it really injured somebody in the theater, doesn't want to have that on them, that bad juju on them. And so I guess you probably wouldn't get that type of thing. But to be able to do this once again would be the coolest thing ever. It's something that I feel like I missed out on, and something that made these old like 50s horror movies and even some in the 60s really stand out, because they did these cool things. And like I said, I really am glad that Dave is putting out the old episodes as well, so that people... There's one that's missing, though. One of the movies that we did, which I think was the very first one, where we each brought movies, and Dave explains in the podcast, and I always forget what his movie is, and I know it has to do with him being like a sea captain and it being based on a Jules Verne story, but the name of the movie, it's like The Master or something. It's not Master and Commander or anything like that, but... It's that, and then mine on that episode were Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine, and then Dr. Goldfoot and the Girl Bombs, where I remember liking the Bikini Machine much more than the Girl Bomb one, just because there's some really weird thing. They reused some scenes from other stuff, and it was just... But the Bikini Machine is a cool fucking movie, and that has a lot of basis for... Austin Powers taking a lot of like the robots from them and making his fembots in the Austin Power movies. If you've never seen Vincent Price in the Bikini Machine or as Dr. Goldfoot, you really need to, because it's wild. It's really wild and ridiculous and hilarious and so much fun. So look forward to that episode coming out soon, both on Dave's Pop Culture Podcast feed, and it'll be on my feed once it's readily available. I don't want to release it before, and we're doing a whole nother movie, especially if he releases it next Saturday. We're doing a whole thing on another movie, and you know, I'm sure that you guys have waited long enough on this. And what is the movie that we're going to watch this time? Well, we're going to delve into a little company that... everybody might know and might not know. It's a company that's based out of Austin, Texas, that started their world in the world of online videos and have made this horror movie. And that happens to be the company Rooster Teeth, that I don't know if my friend still works for them, but he was working for them for some time. And they made a horror movie that just looks like dumb fun. And I'm hoping that it is dumb fun. And that is Bloodfest.
Maybe we should double back and find a different route.
Let's keep moving.
Whoa, wait a minute. Rule number one is don't split up.
You don't think we're gonna wake the dead?
Maybe.
There's no such thing as zombies.
Bloodfest is the greatest horror event of all time.
It's nice tonight to let go of the reins, you know, get a little crazy.
She's the one I will lay with tonight.
Wanna make a horror movie to end all horror movies?
This is gonna be the best night of my life.
Walsh made everything real, the monsters, everything.
Oh my God, if you know the rules, you just might make it.
Vampires, zombies, slashers.
The clowns I found on Craigslist.
We've got a dozen horror movies between us and actually surviving this mess.
We need to come up with a plan.
Jesus, as a virgin, I probably have a fighting chance.
You're not a virgin.
Dork.
I think we're gonna be safe, all right? The windows are all secured. The door is locked. There's no way in.
Excuse me.
This is what horror gives us. Horror begets horror.
Boom. Boom.
So much blood.
There's three ways a horror movie ends. One, a single hero survives. Two, no one survives.
What's the third?
Help us!
Let's go find out.
I'm sorry, but I killed your ass!
Woo! And my vape's dead. Perfect night.
All right, so one of the things that I noticed right away when watching this is one of the actors of the film, and it happens to be the guy that plays Ned in the Spider-Man movies in the MCU. And this has got to be around the time that the first Spider-Man came out. This is 2018 when this movie, so either it came out shortly before or around the same time, or maybe it's coming out soon. I don't know, but at least not off the top of my head. And I was very surprised to see him in this. It looks, again, like I said, it looks like fun. It looks dumb. And it's one of those movies I feel that they're going to try to jam a bunch of jokes in, and maybe some aren't really going to work. But I think the meta horror stuff in this movie may work, and we'll see how it goes. So it's available right now as of this recording on Amazon Prime. You can watch it for free, so make sure that you go out there and watch it, and we'll talk about it next episode in the full episode. But yeah, I do thank you guys again for listening to these little mini episodes. Again, I'm trying to make them as short as possible, or at least somewhat short, so that way that, you know, it's not this blown out thing. But when we do release the one on the Vincent Price episode, that one specifically will be a longer mini episode. Well, excuse me, because it is going to be, you know, I'll try to do the movie in the beginning so people can at least figure out what the movie is. If you don't want to listen to everything that we're talking about in that episode, I apologize for hiccuping there just a moment as well. But as always, make sure that you're following me on the socials, Twitter, T_T_podcast, Facebook.com/TerribleTerrorPodcast, out there, Instagram, TerribleTerrorPodcast, TikTok, TerribleTerrorPodcast, and of course, Twitch.tv/TerribleTerrors. So thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to check out Bloodfest for the next episode, and we'll catch you next time. So make sure you take care of yourselves and each other.